I want you to listen closely to this sermon.
We are
bringing this word to you from the book of Isaiah.
We're
going to read chapter 43, verse 11. Before I read this verse, let me first tell you his testimony. For some years ago, I went to a village to preach. And while I was preaching in that village near Lagos, Nigeria, a man, a rabbi, a Muslim rabbi, called me. He said, "You preacher, come over here." He said, "Open your Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. See, this rabbi, this Muslim rabbi, he had a Bible too. He said, "Open your Bible." He said, "Preacher, open your Bible to Isaiah 43, verse
11.
I said, "Okay, what did that Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11 said?" He said, "You read it." He said, "You read it before everybody here." He said, "You preachers, you went about deceiving people." So I said, "Okay, let's read Isaiah chapter 43, verse
11.
Before the whole crowd.
And
that chapter 43, verse 11 said this. I am the Lord. And beside me there is no savior." So this Muslim rabbi said, "Did you hear that? God said he is the savior."
So
why do you preachers went about or go about telling people that only Jesus can save? He said, "Only God can save anybody."
Oh, what's the one I am? Itam ipori nyomalelea and we just walk by me tiri miyefano. Oh, sabo akpari miyefano wa.
I said thank you, but you also from the same book of Isaiah, open chapter 9, verse 6.
Awe ona yena uwe se baza anigari onwe ini uvien eha.
He said I should open it to and read it.
Ana wama kie nuti e.
I said, "Who is this Jesus that we are preaching to you?"
I
said, let's read from the same book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
He said,
I should read it. So I said, "Okay, listen everybody.
That
this same prophet Isaiah, he wrote this one also. Say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I asked the Muslim rabbi, I said, whom do you think he was talking about here?
And I know where Molina didn't wear Isaiah Guankaiwana.
You know what the Muslim rabbi told me?
When the Molini get a me, yeah.
He said that was just exaggeration. I said, "No, Prophet Isaiah was not exaggerating here."
Hey, not where Isaiah
he Because if he was not exaggerating in chapter 43, the same God that was talking through
Isaiah,
who said in chapter 43, verse
11,
that he is the only Savior. It is the same God that said that a child will be born that will be called Mighty God. In chapter
9,
verse
6.
In this Isaiah chapter
42,
verse
8.
Whoever is this God that was talking through the prophet Isaiah? He has to be a single God, it's not two people. In a place here in verse, chapter 42, verse 8, he said this. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Did you hear that? God said he will not give his glory to any other person. If God said that, if God said that in chapter 42, verse 8, why then do you think he will say it in chapter 9, verse 6, that his child will be called God? How will he be contradicting himself? God will not contradict himself. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, God was foretelling of his own coming. So in chapter 9, verse 6, when he said a child will be born, he was saying that he himself, God, will come in form of a baby. And in another prophecy, he said, God will be living with us and he will be called Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God, being interpreted God with us. All of these Bible verses were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I preached this sermon in one place. Somebody said, you want to tell me that God died when Jesus Christ died on the cross? Oh yes, God died on that cross. But that was just the flesh that dies. The spirit of man never dies. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And this same Isaiah chapter, in the book of Isaiah, God prophesied that he will die and rise again. God spoke through Isaiah also that he himself will have a dead body. So you can see that the book of prophet Isaiah foretold everything about Jesus. You may say, where is that in the book of Isaiah? In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19,
In verse 19,
this was spoken by God. God said, thy dead man shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Did you hear that? God said he himself will have a dead body. That we resurrect with some dead Israelites.
No, very Israel.
Did you know how when that occurred?
When only Yasunua.
It was said that when Jesus Christ resurrected in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Some dead saints also rose with him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That was fulfilling this prophecy of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. I tell you something. The secret of the Lord is in this Bible. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, when Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, some dead saints rose up with him. But who are these dead saints? That was what Isaiah was prophesying, that thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You see, all the prophets of old, they knew about this plan of God. You want to realize why a person like Joseph in Egypt.
Joseph in Egypt.
He made the children of Israel to swear unto him.
Okay,
before Joseph died in Egypt, he told the Israelites that they must carry his dead body out of Egypt, no matter how long it took them.
That
they must not leave his own bones in Egypt. And when the Israelites were able to migrate out of Egypt in the days of Moses,
The
Bible said they carried the bones of Joseph out of Egypt. You may say, and maybe you may say, why? What is the need for that?
Say,
what do they need a dead bones for? But Joseph was a prophet. And he knew that Jesus, who is God Almighty, will visit the Jews in Israel. And he knew that some of his great-great parents will rise up on that day. He knew that he also has satisfied God, and he can be one of them that will be resurrected on that day. But he also knew that he shouldn't be in Egypt if he wanted to be resurrected. His bones must not be in Egypt.
He
knew that God was not coming to Egypt to resurrect him.
Egypt not
He knew that his bones has to be in the proper place where his parents were, so that he could be resurrected with them on that day. Because he knew he was a prophet, he knew the plan of God, so he made the Israelites to swear unto him. Let's read it from Genesis chapter 50. Chapter 50. Verse 24. He said, and verse 25. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And God will surely visit you. And bring you out of this land. Unto the land which he swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath
Joseph
of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You may say, why will somebody ask people to carry his bones 400 years later out of a place? Because he knew God will visit the Jews in Israel. God said, thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This was fulfilled when Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
Oh, now,
and some dead saints in Israel resurrected with him in Jerusalem. The Bible said the graves were open. And some of the dead saints resurrected. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I say you, God knew what he was going to do. And he prophesied this through the prophet Isaiah.
Okay, time Isaiah.
I'm preaching to you today that Jesus is the Almighty God. Let's read it again from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse
16.
In chapter 3 verse
16.
He said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. This was written by Apostle Paul. Paul, being a prophet, was telling us that it was God that came in the flesh. When he came as Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And it was Jesus that was preached unto the Gentiles.
Jesus Christi oh pori my ave manache.
And it was Jesus that was received up into glory when he ascended.
Jesus Christi o wule gbe are o oriyan ori opa gbevi.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let's read again the Gospel of John chapter 14.
Kimave ti ebe na ti John unwe of a viral kesuge.
When after, I want you to know this, that you may have problem understanding or believing this. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for having problem with understanding this message of the Word of God. Even the Jews couldn't believe it. In the days of Jesus Christ, when Jesus was preaching to them, they couldn't understand it. They couldn't believe it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And they were doubting. Because it is difficult for anybody to think a human being that he see before them is God. They will have been satisfied if Jesus has just called himself a rabbi, a prophet. But they couldn't accept it when Jesus Christ was making himself equal to God. Because they knew that the Messiah that they were expecting, it should be God. In a place, they said the Messiah will come down. Nobody will know where he comes from. He will come from the sky. But they were mixing the second coming of Jesus with his first coming. That was their problem. Because when Jesus shall come back the second time, he will come down from the
sky.
And some of the prophets of the Israelites have also prophesied about that also. So the Israelites in the days when Jesus Christ was on earth, they couldn't distinguish between the first and the second coming. So they couldn't understand the chapter 9 verse 6 of Isaiah that says it shall be a child that will be called God. So that's why I say I don't blame you, because you couldn't understand this, but it is the truth. It is the truth that Jesus is the Almighty God manifested in the flesh. The reason why I do not blame you is because even the disciples, the apostles, they have problem till the end. With all that Jesus Christ has preached unto them on the last few hours before Jesus Christ died, they were still asking Jesus to show them the Father. They have seen Jesus talk about the Father every time. In Gospel of John chapter 14, they wanted to see this Father so that they can really understand what he was talking about. In John chapter 14, verse 8, this is one of his apostles, Philip, said unto him, he said, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
The mama,
he You know what Jesus Christ said unto him?
When the Jesus Christ tamai.
Jesus said unto him.
Jesus Christ ke tamai.
Have I been so long time with you? And yet, hast thou not known me, Philip?
And we marry ye, Philip.
He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father? And the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus wanted to tell anybody the truth, even if he has not been telling the truth before, if he have not been telling the truth and he wanted to confide in somebody, this is the time to confide in his apostles. So, if anybody wanted to confide in anyone, it is the last minute when he was about to die that he should confide in his best friends. So that he can make them to know, so that they can really believe him forever. And this is what he is telling them in confidence, so that they may know whom Jesus really is and whom the Father that he has been talking about is. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And he was confiding in them right there before all the 12 apostles in chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. Because even these apostles, they were confused themselves. Until that last hour when he was talking to them, the last minute before he went to the cross, they were confused. They were confusing who Jesus is and who is this Father that he's talking about. Because they have heard some of these Pharisees saying that Jesus is of the Beelzebub. They wanted to see whether he's actually talking to of another spirit, a devil somewhere. And when Jesus said he's talking about the Father, they wanted to know who this Father is. And Jesus confided in them right there. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. And that is why there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today? Knowing now that Jesus is the Almighty God, bow your head and say this after me. Say, Jesus, save my soul. I believe in you. Come into my heart. Let me be born again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all these people that are listening. I pray that you give them the understanding and let them be saved from their sin today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you again next time, in Jesus' name.